Now we're told his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink with them. Now, they were living in the lap of luxury. They certainly had it easy, by the way. But now notice, in all of the midst of plenty and ease, there was a fear in the heart of Job. Verse 5, it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now, the thing that interests me is he didn't feel like he needed an offering. He felt like he was right with God. But he felt like that maybe these sons and daughters weren't as close to God as they should be. So he offered sacrifices for them. He's the high priest in his own family. Now, this is quite a remarkable picture that we have drawn here for us. Now, this is scene one, and it's a gorgeous scene of a wealthy man living in the lap of luxury and plenty. My, everything he had in abundance. But he had a fear in his heart, a fear that a great many folk have today about his sons and his daughters. And he recognized he couldn't cope with that problem himself. So he went to God. My friend, today there's many a parent that is distracted and is distracted because they've got a son or daughter that's left home and gotten into trouble, may be on drugs today, and they have never themselves been able to go to God as this man did. And as a result, I tell you, they found out that there's some problems they can't solve. And Job now recognizes that.